You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Just wanted to remind you guys, so I announced the program on Instagram, on two different Instagram accounts, Psychic View Radio and Mona Van Joseph. So I always announce the program a good 15, 20 minutes before it starts. To be in the queue for the program, you actually can call in 15 minutes before the program starts. I take all calls in the order that they come in. So I'm just letting you know that I'm really fair about that. So I also do take new callers before my repeated callers, which is fine, but I'm just letting you know that that's kind of how it works. I've been professionally licensed as a reader since 2002, so I've been doing this professionally for 17 years. I've been able to read since I was a teenager, and the very first thing I learned how to do was how to read tea leaves. I'm actually being booked for an event coming up soon to do just tea leaf reading, so it'll be really fun. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hi, Ms. Mona. This is Shanikia.
Hi, Shanikia. What's your question?
I had an accident probably 3 weeks ago, and I did get a lawyer. How much do you see me? What do you see coming out of this injury claim?
Okay, so
because I haven't really got a response.
Okay, before I actually answer the question, did the attorney actually get you medical assistance right away?
Yes, I'm in chiropractor right now.
Okay, so what this says is that there's money coming to you. It's connected with the number 10. So I don't know if it's 10,000 or if it's 100,000.
Okay.
But here's the thing. You're not going to be able to retire on it if you're thinking that. But I'm actually thinking that the amount that you actually get after everything's paid for, it's saying 10,000.
Okay.
So
is it going to take a while?
Well, I got the number. I keep getting the number 10. So it may not actually settle till October or on the 10th or within the next 10 weeks. But I'm getting the number 10 is the power number connected with it. So one of the things that I would do would be to make a phone call to my attorney on the 10th of July, which happens to be Wednesday next week. I would make a phone call on the 10th of July and ask, when do you see my settlement and how much do you see me getting? But I'm getting 10,000 is the number that keeps flying into my head. So, all right, gal pal, I hope that's helpful. See you later.
Thank you so much, Ms. Mama. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Sherry.
Oh, hi, Sherry. What's your question for me today?
Yes, I want to know if I should sell my house in Vegas and buy something in California or leave it over there. As it is.
So here's the interesting thing about your reading is it says that you're not so happy in Vegas just in general. And even though California would be more expensive, it says that your heart is in California, not in Las Vegas. So one of the things you could do is you could sell your house and probably get some decent money out of the equity of your house and move over to California. But the more important question is, do you feel like the new beginning is connected to California or to Las Vegas?
Well, I am living here now in California, so, but I live with my daughter. So I'm talking about, I don't know what you mean by new beginning.
So, okay, what it says here is that any decision that's going to allow you to let go of the past and have what you want moving forward, where you can follow your heart, not connected with anybody else, your daughter, your mom, you know, past boyfriends or anything like that, whatever allows you to be free in your new beginning, that's what I'm voting for. So I don't know if that's
perfect.
In California or if it's or if that's in Las Vegas. But what it's saying here is that it says that you can have what you want. So if you want to be in California, great. If you want to be in Las Vegas, great. But it's saying, which one do you think represents the path to your happiness? Because that's the right decision.
That I know. Okay.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Then you already know the answer.
Oh, I do know. Thank you.
All right, gal pal. Thanks.
Thank you.
All. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the my computer. I'm going to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Who's this?
This is Jennifer. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. What's your question?
My question is regarding relationship. Still having some troubles and problems, and I'm just wondering if you know when those are going to be resolved.
So here's the thing: is you have a I have the question to ask you, and this is how you deal with this relationship. Do you want to be happy or do you want to be right? Because what I'm seeing here is that you're doing an awful lot of work and coming up with reasons why this other person seems to be hurting you, when in fact it says this other person's trying to connect with you. So it's saying that it says you're making it difficult for the other person to connect with you. So I'm going to put this responsibility back on you because you have the lover's card in the exact right position that it needs to be in. It's talking about you working really hard toward a conclusion or an outcome that you're not sure what you want. So it's almost as if you keep changing the rules on this person instead of just going with the flow of things. But this relationship has the opportunity to move forward and be fabulous if you'll just stop anticipating the outcome and be in the moment with it. Because it says you're stressing yourself out over things that you don't need to be stressing yourself out over. Does that make sense?
It does a little bit. I also feel like this
person
is just kind of asking more than what I can do, being unrealistic in a sense.
So what you say to that is, okay, so here's the thing. When you guys first got together, it was spirals and butterflies. It was the angels singing. It was harps playing. It was trumpets. It was all this love at first sight feeling, right? Well, now you're going through the real section in any relationship where you find out who you truly are, okay? And so the way I would do this is think of, is that coming from fear or is that coming from love? Because the thing is that usually people start getting critical when they start getting afraid in the relationship, you see?
Yes.
So I want you to identify whether it's fear talking or an actual real issue.
Okay, so if you see me just kind of letting go and letting things go, you know, in in their own course. You see it turning
right.
out okay.
I'm totally on board with the idea of you not working so hard in this relationship. I'm totally
I
on board
like
with
I
that
am,
idea.
And it's just so hard. It's so stressful.
Well, okay. And again, what I keep getting intuitively with you is stop trying. So instead of trying to make something happen, just let it happen, whichever way it goes. Because the more you relax, the more that energy is going to be transferred over to this other person. And you're just going to wait and see what happens. You're just not going to have any expectations for at least the next 7 weeks.
Okay.
And the more you relax, the more this person's going to step towards you, which is exactly what you want.
Okay, thank you. Can I just ask one more question, please? Do you see me having any
really
more children?
Really quick.
Do you see me having any more children?
This is not talking about you having more children. Because the biggest issue that came up was your question, is this the right
yes.
person? That really was the question.
Yes.
So
yes.
that's not coming up. And you won't have children unless you're actually married to the right person. You won't have any more
okay.
children unless you're married. Not accidental pregnancy, not cart before the horse, married.
Got it.
All right, gal pal.
Thank
you for the
call. So much, Mona. Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 720 area code. Hello, 720. Who's this?
This is Dee Dee. Good morning, Mona.
Hi, Dee Dee. What's your question?
I'm on relationship.
All right, do you want a specific question or just a little overview on relationship?
Yeah, just a little overview.
Okay.
Insight. Yeah, please. Someone new
All
coming.
Right, so there's a man coming up here that's a water sign, and he's coming up very, very, very strongly in your cards. That means Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces. He is somebody that this is like total falling in love stuff. And it's on the heels of when you think it's not going to happen. So right
okay.
when you get to the point of giving up on the idea of actually finding the one or the person that's perfect for you, or like how I like to say it, your companion of choice. It's like as soon as you give up on actually trying to search for it, it steps in. The other thing I'm seeing here is you have two major cards in your reading. You have a card of your own personal epiphany where you realize just how amazing you are and realize that you're exactly where you're supposed to be to draw to you what you want. And the other card is you stepping into the spotlight and doing something to improve yourself in some way that makes things better.
Mm-hmm.
So those
yep.
are the two cards. But the man coming up here is coming up as a water sign, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. And I really like this guy. I really like this guy. So, all right, sweetie. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 551 area code. Hello, 551. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. What's your question?
Do you see me meeting someone new for a romantic relationship?
Let me see. You know what it's saying is that the answer to that's yes, but it's preceded by you letting go of a past relationship that's incredibly unhealthy for you. So there's somebody from the past that you're either carrying a torch for or you're holding on to some hope that he's coming back.
Okay.
And when
I'm in contact. The past relationship, I'm in contact with him, but he lives in another state.
Okay, so I'm actually telling, I guess what I'm getting here is the guy from another state, I'm not looking at him as the one or someone that has actually got the potential to be your companion of choice. I'm looking at a brand new person coming towards you that you don't meet online, that you actually meet in person, that you do something that puts you in the path of potential relationships, okay? Because what I keep getting here is that it's not somebody long distance. It's somebody right around you. It's really funny because the vision that just went into my head is the vision of you reaching out your arms with your eyes closed and literally touching the person that you're supposed to be with. So the person that I'm getting is not long distance. The person I'm getting is close to you. Somebody that may already be acquainted to you is sort of a peripheral friend or a friend of a friend. And it's saying that the more you participate in connecting with people, the quicker you'll recognize him. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I try to connect with different people, but it's like the people I'm around, I don't know, I'm putting forth effort, like, even with this weekend, but they're like all in this funky, it's this funk that seems to be around everyone.
So it sounds like you need to draw to your, go into a different circle of people, because what I'm getting here is that you have people that are going through transitions. A lot of people are doing that right now. If you're tapping into the global energy of things shifting, well, that's true. But it doesn't mean that you don't maintain your own sense of being connected with the universe and realizing that the universe is always flowing through you. So when you look at it that way, if you're being presented with people or situations, sometimes it's to show you what you don't want. And that's a blessing too, you see? But the happiest part about your reading is this new beginning connected with love. But right with that is two things, letting go of anyone from the past, or I'm even going to put long distance in that. And the second one is participating in your own happiness. So participating in your own happiness might mean that you decide 2 days a week to sign up for a specific kickboxing class, right? Or that 2 days a week or 1 day a week you decide to do something where you volunteer at the Salvation Army and feed people, right? All I'm trying to tell you is that the more you participate in kind of allowing the flow of the universe to run through you, to flow through you, the quicker you attract what you want to you. You see?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, hold on, computer's running a little slowly. I'm going to area code 520. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Marie.
Hi, Marie. What's your question?
I want to know what you see for an upcoming injunction hearing court case that I have next week.
Oh, sure. Hold on.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, so whenever I see a whole bunch of major cards in a very, you know, I only draw five cards to do this reading for you guys. And so I drew these five cards, and four out of the five cards I drew for you are major cards. And they're pretty amazing. I'm going to sneeze. Hold on.
Sure.
Nope, it went by. I hate it when you want to sneeze and you can't sneeze. Okay, so what it's saying here is the very first card in your reading is the most successful card you can get in any tarot deck. In my deck, it's called Completion, which is the final puzzle piece being placed right at the third eye. In most other decks, it's called The World, all right? Then you have this card of the other person being proved libel or incorrect, or in other words, the judgment is in your favor. Then you have this card of talking about your own five-year potential. You don't have to do anything the hard way. And this big leap forward in your own life. So things finally moving forward for you. Okay? So if I could tell you yay or nay, is this going to go in your favor? This totally says it's going in your favor. The only thing that I would recommend is if there's any backup, for lack of a better word, backup evidence or proof that this other person was, or this other entity was irresponsible in any way at all, I want you to look for it. Because what I'm getting here is that, and I have to tell you this. So there, I have a client that's been forced to move out of her house. It's a long story. I'm not going to go into it. But the blessing of her having to pack everything up is she's found more proof of what's going to work for her in that effort of packing everything up that she wouldn't have found normally had that not happened.
Right.
So, so what this is saying is that there, I want you to pay very, very close attention to the things that just seem to be going in your radar, because they're going to work for you here. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
So, Marie, I'm incredibly happy to tell you that according to what I'm getting for you, that you get what you want in this hearing.
Perfect. I have photos. Right. So, photos and documentation. I think
perfect.
That's pretty good.
Perfect.
Proof. Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Much. Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 828 area code. Hello, 828. Who's this?
Hi, it's Debbie in North Carolina.
Hi, Debbie. What's your question?
My question is, I have an amazing job opportunity right now, but I keep feeling that something even better is going to come up. Do you see that happening? And if so, when and where will I move? Whatever you can come up with for it.
Okay. I want you to take the opportunity on the table. I want you to take the opportunity that's being presented. The reason I'm saying that is I get this immediate flash that if you postpone or delay, you're sending the vibe out there that the company that's presenting this amazing opportunity for you isn't good enough for you. Now, here's what I would recommend.
I don't have one. I don't have one. Where I live now is awesome.
Oh, so you have a job now that's pretty good.
Yeah, I manifested an amazing opportunity, and I moved into it in February. But I feel like something even better may be coming up.
Yeah, but not till next year.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's saying, do not – okay, I'll say it this way. Do not take any risks right now, because where you are is where you're supposed to be. Because there's
awesome.
Still a huge learning opportunity where you are right now, Debbie. So my sense would be stick in there until especially – I get 2020, but there's something that's probably going to present itself closer to December, which then takes you into 2020 for any kind of change. But I would stay totally put and have the attitude of being all in where you are right now. Because
perfect.
You're exactly where you're supposed to be right now, which I love.
Me too. Thank
all right,
you so
Debbie,
much,
thanks
Mona.
For the call. All right, see ya. Bye.
Yes, bye-bye.
All right. I got somebody here from the 484 area code. Hello, 484. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tonetta calling. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question? I got to do it quick.
Okay. My question is, can you please give me a time frame of when you see Desiree picking up these house keys?
You know what's so funny is I get a delay until August.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I get some weird delay. The other thing that's going on here is that I'm not seeing that Desiree is being very disciplined right now. And I get that she's a bit out of control.
Okay. Huh.
So you can't, it says you can't push anything right now. You can't, it's like you can't have your way. You can't push anything. You've got to turn
right.
things over to spirit. But the
right.
card
that's
coming.
Right, that's what I've been doing.
All right, good girl. The card that's coming up, positive, is a opportunity in August. And that between
okay.
now and the end of July, between now and the end of July, you're working your political environment. You're working your environment to your favor.
Mm-hmm.
So it
okay.
it could be that July is just about preparing for what you want to actually
okay.
take advantage of what you want in August.
Okay, so you're pretty positive that she is going to pick up the keys in August.
Well, there is a resolution between the two of you that happens in August. So I'm
oh,
not
okay.
sure what that exactly means. I don't know if that
I
means
don't,
that.
I don't know either.
Well, what it's saying is be open to whatever the result is, because the result is going to be a better result than I think you expect. But
okay.
you know, every time you've called, and I only get to talk to you every few months, but it's like every
right.
time you call, I get this squirrely feeling about Desiree.
Okay.
Every single time you call, I get this squirrely feeling about Desiree, like she's not going to
okay.
step up and be responsible.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So between
yeah.
now and the end. Boy, I have a hard time finishing a sentence with you. Every time you call, you say okay, and then it interrupts my train of thought. I just want to tell you these two things. July is preparation. August is resolution.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. See you later. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.